Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. Could you just state your name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Eddie Godello, ADC number 299241.
All right, sir, I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing this afternoon. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Coming down the line is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your lead on your hearing today, sir. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections, is Mr. Westby. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In the first phase, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In the second phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Gastello. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
All right. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 10, 2018, as written, directed on December 15, 2017. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, that is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on the misstatement of Mr. Gastriello, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, as he did violate the terms and conditions of his community supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Agreed. Sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We'll get some additional information from Mr. Westby. Then I'm going to go over some information with you. Then you'll have an opportunity to present whatever information you like to print to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby. Okay, so Mr. Gastello, when you were released from prison, you were released to stay at 930 Sermon Drive in Oracle, Arizona. What happened? Did you go stay there? And whose house is that, sir?
Yes, I did go stay there. That's my father's house.
Were you working during that period of time?
Yes, I was. I was working for the groundskeepers in Tucson, Arizona.
Working for who?
The groundskeepers.
Okay. Okay, it says that you assigned the UA the color of navy. Your compliance was as follows, that on 10 October 23rd to 17, you were negative. On November 22nd to 17, you were negative. And then on December 28, 17, you didn't find any sample, but you actually absconded on in January or December. So what happened? Why did you stop communicating with your parole officer, sir?
Well, I had called my parole officer because my aunt had died. And another thing is I was getting an Oracle, and he was having me drop all the way down in Tucson. I don't know if you know the location difference between Oracle City and Tucson, Arizona, but he was having me come down each and every single day, and I was working close by home in Oracle. It's Marana. That's where we were located at the time. So it was kind of difficult for me to be able to go home and then make that phone call and then go back down to Tucson. By that time, it would be a lot too late, you know. And I kind of thought when I got released out of DOC last time that they were going to put me